And you know, Jilly, you're bringing up a number of really excellent points. And so one of the things is we're used to traditional training measurement and evaluation, which is a summative evaluation process, right? We get to the end of something and then we measure backwards, right? And we go, okay, well, you know, what's the impact study? Did we hit the bell or not? Yeah. But we're not trying to fix it anymore because it's reactive. It's retrospective. It's looking backwards. We've gotten the outcome and we either achieve success or not. And so one of the first things that people connect with when we start talking about collecting data in the dashboards in the way that you're talking about is we can actually use data and analytics now in order to inform the solutions, right? The solution design. So these are the interventions that we're going to do. How do we know that these are potentially the best solutions out of all the things that we could do? Here are the things that we think are going to work for our people in this situation right now based on data, right? It's based on we've been able to do these analyses. And then now we can, the third thing is now we can also use the data analytics to then optimize and pinpoint targeted interventions. So these folks here would benefit from additional help and from additional coaching. Mm-hmm. These other folks, they're already rocking it. We can let them go because there's nothing more frustrating than everybody just sort of getting the same treatment when, you know, one size does not fit all. But now you're able to target your interventions and conserve your resources, right? So now the people who need it the most get what it is that they need, and the people who just need to get on with it get to just get and go.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. And you're eliminating that kind of frustration.